It's the Thanksgiving time of year, and I'm just going to direct my thoughts today about a topic that we all agree with, right? How many of you know it's important to be thankful? Okay. So there's probably not a one of us in here that wouldn't agree with that being thankful is a really a good thing to do. But I think we'd all also agree that it's easy to go on in life and kind of not be thankful. Maybe not be unthankful. I mean, I don't think any of us would ever on purpose endeavor to be unthankful. But if we're not thankful, we are something else. Would that be right to assume? If we're not thankful, we're something else. Doesn't mean that we're unthankful. But thankfulness is a very interesting dynamic in the human condition. Psychologists tell us that next to the power of love, that gratitude or thankfulness is the next most powerful thing that can help a person's heart. Have you ever been in a spot where you've had a broken heart, or you've had a hurt heart, or you're at a spot that your heart needs to be mended? Gratitude is at least from what the psychological world tells us, is the second most powerful thing. Everybody needs love, and that's important. But the next, what's interesting is love then comes our way. Thankfulness is in reading some of this stuff about why psychologists have determined that thankfulness is the second greatest positive force in a person's life. Us Christians, we'll frame it from a different perspective, right? We'll look at it from a Christian perspective, and we'll kind of even analyze the data from a different worldview. And in analyzing it, at least for me, one of the reasons that I think Thanksgiving or gratitude is such a powerful influence upon our lives is because it takes the attention off of ourself. Yeah. Amen? And it puts it in another spot. And so today, we're just going to read a few scriptures. You know, if you're expecting a heavy revelation today, probably it's not going to happen. In terms of something, you know, out there new, whatever. But hopefully today, we'll leave with maybe a different frame of mind of maybe how we can, on a daily basis, do life a bit differently. So go to the book of Colossians chapter 3. From verses 1 through 11, it's kind of instruction. Paul says, if you be risen with Christ, then seek those things which are above. So Paul in this particular book, and in particular in this chapter within the book, Paul is kind of given insight to believers to go from a place of carnal living to a place of being more spiritual minded, in terms of not just so heavenly minded we're no earthly good, but to go about life instead of from a carnal perspective, carnal meaning fleshly perspective, to go about life from a spiritual perspective. And how many of you know when the framework that you've put something in is how you're going to live it out? And so Paul talks about if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Then he talks about setting your mind on some things. How many of you know your mind is a big deal? In fact, I said this in the early service, and few people that knew more than me corrected me. I said at nighttime, your mind really isn't at work, even though I know it sort of is, you know, dreamy. I don't know what all the sleep different whatever are. But for all practical purposes, basically during the daytime, how many of you know you're thinking about something? On some level, you're thinking about something. You're making assumptions, and you're forming an opinion all the time. In fact, right now, some of you are going, where's this sermon going? Some of you might be, I wonder how long this sermon's going to last, or whatever it may be. Some of you might be already thinking about where you're going to eat. And for some of you that weren't thinking that, now you are. I mean, all I'm saying is that our brains are connected somewhere along the line, and we're thinking about stuff all the time. Thankfulness is one of those things that, first of all, it's not a fruit of the Spirit. Say, it's not a fruit of the Spirit. Thankfulness doesn't just happen. Fruit, you know, we have quite a few fruit trees at our place. And you know, I've never walked by an apricot tree that I hear it groaning and moaning to try to produce an apricot. It just does because it is. The Holy Spirit's influence in our life, there's things that will begin to make itself evident, that'll begin to happen. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, it lists what the fruit of the Spirit is. But what's not there is thankfulness. In other words, thankfulness doesn't come just naturally. Thankfulness is an on-purpose endeavor. Everybody say an on-purpose endeavor. We have to stop what we're thinking about, and we have to think in a different way. And I would say, see if you agree, I would say that there's not a circumstance that we can find ourselves in life, no matter how bad, how desperate, how sad, how gloom, how dark, whatever, that there's not something that we can thank God for. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how bad it is. And listen, I know just from what I know of some people in this, there's a lot of people that have experienced some pretty horrible stuff. But how many of you know there's still something that we can be thankful for if we'll stop what we're thinking about and on purpose think in a different way or think about it in a different way. Amen? Let's read in verse 12 of Colossians 3. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. So who's he talking to? Yeah, Christians. People that have, in verse 1, if you've been risen with Christ. So if Christ is your Savior, if Jesus is your Lord, you're the elect of God, holy and beloved. Now look what it says. It says put on. Everybody say put on. That means it's not there naturally. We're not born with it, if I could say it this way. This morning, I put on socks, I put on pants, I put on a shirt, I put on a jacket. It's not going to get there unless I do something to get it there. He says here, put on tender mercies. What's the opposite of tender mercies? Judgment, right? So all these things have a converse. And what Paul is saying is, as Christians, we need to add things or put things on. We need to put on tender mercies. Kindness versus rudeness, let's say. Humility versus arrogance or pride. Meekness versus, you know, you could probably even put arrogance sort of there. Long-suffering versus lack of patience. Bearing with one another. Lack of patience. Forgiving one another as opposed to holding a grudge. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do also. But he said, above all these things, in other words, above putting on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, forbearance, and forgiving one another, he says, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Let me say that another way. But above all these things, put on love, which is the mark of maturity. Why? Because the love of God, we all know this, the love of God, if you're going to love, you're going to be merciful. If you're going to love, you're going to be kind and all that sort of stuff. Are you with me so far? Okay, so these are things that we need to add. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Everybody say, be thankful. Let's say it again and put an emphasis on the word be, and be thankful. In other words, it's not going to just come naturally. It's not going to just flow out of you unless we've disciplined ourselves to be thankful. Amen? So I was sharing in the first service that I've just really endeavored in my own personal life. I'm a type A personality. I know that's a surprise to a lot of people. I'm very patient. I know that's not a surprise to anybody. No. Okay, I'm kind of a driven, want it done yesterday sort of a guy. Are you with me? How many of you are like that as well? Okay. How many of you just lied and didn't raise your hand? Okay. I've endeavored to try to live this out. And sometimes I'm successful and sometimes I'm not so successful. But I've really endeavored to arrest my thinking and be thankful. Because this portion of Scripture has been a portion of Scripture for me for quite a while now. That just Lynn, to just be thankful. Sometimes when you are kind of driven with some things, you can kind of, you know, I'm an opinionated person. everybody is, but I'm an opinionated person. And I like things done a certain way. I like food cooked a certain way. Don't look at me. Some of you are looking at me like, seriously, you're that one? It's like, I'm no different than you. Right? I've tried to adopt when my thoughts are down to the degree. Because listen, we're thinking about something all the time. To be thankful, I have to stop. I have to interdict where I'm at and go, I'm not going to go there, okay? To where, I was sharing and people gave me a lot of flack over it during breakfast this morning. I like potatoes. If I'm going to order potatoes in a restaurant, I'm probably not ever going to order a baked potato. Probably not going to order mashed potatoes. Just because they're never cooked right, so I'm not going to order them and deal with the disappointment. Just my opinion, okay? So it's going to be fries, hash browns, probably never tater tots. But I want them cooked crunchy, crunchy. I want them cooked. I want the cook to put them on and go tell a story and forget about them and come back later. That's how I like them cooked. So you order a breakfast. You order a... And I love, if I eat out, even if like it's dinner time, I love to order breakfast. Well, what do most places serve as far as potatoes with breakfast? Hash browns. And they always serve you these soggy hash browns. And I'm like, you know what? I like these things cooked. So I always, in a nice way, hey, and I'd love to have these double cooked. Could you do that? To which the waiter or the waitress smiles and goes, sure, no problem. And as they're walking away, I hear, liar. Because they take them back, they write something on their deal. I don't know if it says double cooked or what. And they give it to the cook. The cook looks and sees hash browns, doesn't read the rest of it, and never double cooks them. Are you with me? How many of you who like them that way would agree? Rarely do they ever do that. Or they bring them back, and you've got this nice waitress, this nice waiter, and they look at you, are these okay, sir? And your brain wants to go, no, they're not okay, because nobody did anything with them. Go cook them again. Right? Anybody have those thoughts? Some of you have just destroyed your image of me. And what do you do? Oh, no, they're okay. And you just lie to yourself. Now, how does this tie with thankfulness? If you're going to discipline yourself to where a reaction becomes more natural, you have to really get down and dirty with yourself. Do you know what I mean? And so I take it down to that level and more. And when I get them back and I get those soggy hash browns, I love the taste of potatoes. When I get those soggy hash browns and there's a side of me that goes, oh, I wish they would have done it better. You know what I do? Seriously? I seriously stop and go, just internally, isn't it wonderful that you get to sit in a restaurant and have a meal?
Amen.
How many people can't do that?
Amen.
I really do. And you know what? It just takes me out of it. How many of you know thankfulness or negativity is contagious? Right? Paul told the Colossian church, he says, be thankful. So it's, you kind of get the idea that there's really not, it's not, that wasn't a suggestion by the Holy Spirit. That was a command, right? And so, it's interesting. Yesterday was not the nicest day, in the morning at least. And we had fence to build yesterday morning, and it was raining and it was cold. And I had two little teenage boys with, let's see. Interesting. Two little teenage boys that did a phenomenal job yesterday, really did. But what was interesting about that day is they're working close to me, but I'm listening to their conversation. And it's interesting how a conversation can start out one way and you get on a roll. You ever been there before? How many of you know your brain can get on a roll? And sometimes you're going downhill. So now the boys... Carson may realize what I was doing, but maybe not. Start a negative thing enters the deal of, oh man, I'm so cold. I'm this, that, or the other. And it's like, okay. And it's just interesting how it just kind of snowballs, right? One adds a little bit more snow. The other adds a little bit more snow and da, 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 da. And so instead of telling them to shut up and start talking about something else, I'm not going to quite do that unless it just gets really bad. But I would just go, I would just like, I'm going to interject something else here. So just start talking about, isn't it wonderful that we have whatever it may be? People 100 years ago never had this tool. And
What do you think they did then?
What it does is just interdicts their thoughts a little bit, and they start then talking about whatever. And you know what? Just in no time at all, a conversation starts to change right over here and just start going the other way. And all of a sudden, forget about how cold it is or whatever. And that thankfulness or that positive whatever begins to also be contagious. Are you with me? Paul says to be thankful. Now let's go on here and look, because there's an interesting thing that I just think is interesting. He says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That's a whole nother discussion. But how many of you know the peace of God is always available? We have to let it reign in our heart, though. We have to open up our heart for the peace of God to be there, okay? Then it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. What do you think the subject matter of some of those songs and spiritual songs might be? I think some of the spiritual content of those songs, or some of the content of those spiritual songs, would be thanksgiving. How about you? He ends with, be thankful. And then he says, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, sing, you know, admonishing one another, singing, making melody in your hearts to the Lord, you know, whatever. I think thankfulness, because then look at the next verse. It says, and whatever you do, everybody say, whatever you do. So turn to your neighbor and say, whatever you do. How many things does whatever encompass? Whatever. All. And whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now look at this. Giving thanks to God the Father. Whatever you do, in word or in deed. And how many of you know that pretty much encompasses everything? What comes out of your mouth and what comes out of your actions. Whatever you do, let's do it all in the name of the Lord. And then he says, giving thanks. Pastor, you don't know what's happened in my life. You don't know how bad it really is. I may not. And I know that it can be pretty bad. I know that sometimes you can feel like a dog pile has just trying to cover you up with junk in life. How many of you know, though, that Paul says that we're to place ourselves in a spot of thanksgiving. But Pastor, you don't know how bad it is. I just want to encourage you. However far we need to back up to come to a place of thanksgiving, we need to get there so that we can change our direction. Well, I mean, what do you mean, how far? Well, if you have to go all the way back to, well, I guess I can thank God that I think life is junk right now. That I'm alive. If it just comes down to just that, well, I thank God I'm alive. I can't even do that right now. Listen, I guarantee you what, there's something that we can thank God for. We got to come back to where we get to a spot that we can thank God for. And then here's the thing I want to encourage you in. Then let that conversation of thanksgiving start to get on a roll. Another example. I'd love to say that this is the first time it's happened, but it's not. I ran out of diesel again in my pickup. I'm like, serious? My wife just laughs at me now. She has no sympathy and would not bring a can of diesel if I ask her. Okay, she might. Yeah, she says, my petroleum angels are tired. Well, I didn't know that there was petroleum angels, but anyhow. Let me just ask, guys, how many of you guys just think I can get another 10 miles? Raise your hand. See? So ladies, don't look at us like we're idiots, okay? At the end of the day, we may be, but it's like I can get it. My gas tank, whatchamacallit, kind of fritzes a little bit, and I'm like, that's good, I can do it. When really and truly, I didn't tell the first congregation this, but really and truly, I knew when I went past the gas station, it's like, dude, you better fill up right there. And it's like, I can do her. So I ran out of gas. And of course, then I'm thinking time. Here I am pulled off the side of the road. I'm whatever. But I've really been on a deal for me. I've really been on a deal to just grab those thoughts instantly. And to stop and start thanking God what I can be thankful for. So I was thankful that I had, I mean, seriously, I go through this. Isn't it wonderful that I have a phone? Okay. And isn't it wonderful that I have a friend in the phone that I can call And so I started there. And when they answered the phone, I went, thank you, Jesus. Right? Okay. You know, by the way, that your friend, when they answer the phone and goes, what'd you do, run out of gas again? I'm not saying that that's how they've answered. Not going to say that. But then I began to thank God. You know, I just began to thank God. Isn't it wonderful that I have a pickup that I can run out of gas in? For you know it, seriously, in all seriousness. And Matt, in first service, I said, thank God that I had a Dodge. But anyhow. To which many people started coughing and went, you're thankful for that. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Anyhow. No, I just began to thank God. And you know what? Serious. 20 minutes later, by the time the person came, thankfully, with some diesel, do you know what? I forgot about the time that I was wasting sitting there. I forgot about the fact that I should have filled up. I knew it. It's my fault. Forgot about all that. By the time they got there, I got out of the pickup. I had the biggest smile on my face. Do you know why? I had so much to be thankful for. I wasn't pulled off the side of the road in the middle of somewhere or whatever. I'm just like, cool. And you know what? That's so much better to adopt that instead of something else. Amen? Oh, yeah. You know, I know that in the big picture of life, that's really insignificant. You know, running out of gas, it's insignificant. I know that there's family situations. I know that there's tragedies. I know there's all sorts of things that carry a much, much greater level of importance. But the principle's still the same. In the midst of it all, what do we still have? And you know what? In the midst of it all, we still have a God that loves us incredibly. Amen. We still have a God that's there for us. Amen. Let's read in the book of Psalms. There's some wonderful, wonderful Psalms. In Psalms 103, verse 2, the church has sung this ever since the church has been in existence. The melody has changed a little bit over the years, I'm certain. Sometimes it was chanted. Sometimes it was just spoken. Sometimes it was quoted. Sometimes maybe a harp accompanied, whatever. There's been many, many different melodies, but there's one of these that starts off with, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I'll bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. How many of you have never heard that melody before? Quite a few of you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, look at this, and forget not all his benefits. All his benefits. Psalms 116:12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? Psalm 68:19. I like this. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Daily. Think about that. Daily. You know what I like to think of? I like to think of it in a football term. God dogpiles you with benefits. Last night, any of you watched the game last night? What a crack up. When I watch things, if people that are around me when I'm watching, if they could only see what's going through my brain, I think of so many things in a spiritual context. I mean, just, I don't know, not that I'm spiritual. All I'm just saying is that I think of things. So I see these quarterback hands the ball off to a running back, okay? Running back is probably anywhere from 180 to 220 pounds. Doesn't matter which running back it is, tall, short, whatever. They take off running. To which defenses are told, go to the ball, right? So you got one guy that wraps the running back up, gets him down, and then you got six other guys that dogpile, like they're really going to do something. Are you with me? I mean, we see that all the time, okay? So you got the guy, he's on the bottom. There's seven or eight huge other people on top of him. The whistle has blown, and they're still pushing with their legs, trying to get to the ball, you know, four people deep. Dog pile. I was watching that last night, and I just chuckled to myself. I thought, God, that's a great picture of this scripture for me, who daily loads us with blessings. Think about, just as a visual, God just dogpiling you with blessings, and how often we go through life and never realize or never take time to acknowledge where those blessings came from. Amen? Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with blessings. Go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore, by him let us continually. Sounds very much like Colossians. Whatever you do, let us offer up to him continually the sacrifice of praise to God. Now, if the verse stopped there and there was a period and just said, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, we would be left with, what does that look like? And we would come up with things that maybe we felt like was an acceptable sacrifice of praise. But what I love about the writer of the Hebrews, defines it very clearly. He says, that is. So in other words, here is a sacrifice of praise. It looks like this. He says, the fruit of our lips. What's the fruit of our lips? Our voice. We're expressing something to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving what? Thanks to his name. So how often throughout a day, because it says continually, let's offer up continually. Well, you know what? Throughout the day, there's always something that we can be thankful for. I'm just telling you for me, I've just chosen, when I go to look for a wrench and I find the wrench, you know what I do on the inside? Thank God for that wrench. Amen. Well, it's there. Well, yeah, it's there. But thank God that I got it. Thank God those people never noticed when I took it from them. No. Some of you are falling asleep. Had to wake you up just a little bit. Just thank God that I have a wrench that works. You school yourself. I do. Because you know what I want to happen? I want to come to the spot in life that when things happen, both good and bad, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is thanksgiving to God. The first thing that arises in my heart is thanksgiving to God. The first thing. That it's not something that I have to go, you know, get the 2x4 upside the head and go, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be thankful. I want to come to a spot that I don't take for granted anything that I have. Amen? How many of you know tomorrow is not, we don't have a guarantee of what tomorrow is going to hold. How do you know that? Jesus said so. Isn't that right? Jesus says, listen, you don't know what tomorrow is going to hold, so take no thought about that. I want to live now in an attitude that, you know what? The small things. This morning I was driving in and I was by myself, I just started to thank God. God, you know what? There's a lot of countries I've ministered to, people would have given their right arm for a vehicle to drive. And thank God that I have a vehicle that I can drive. Yeah? I just began to thank God that the heater in my vehicle worked. Amen. But you know what? Had I turned on my heater and it wouldn't have worked, you know what I would have done still? Just on purpose. Because I'm just trying to cultivate in me. Just to cultivate, you know, that, you know what? Thank God I have a vehicle that runs. Thank God for these tires. I mean, I literally, on the way in, I just began to go through everything on my car. God, I thank you that the transmission works. That may sound silly to you, but all I'm trying to do is get down and dirty with myself so that I cultivate this response in me. Because listen, you perform as you practice. Amen? That when you get to a spot that, you know what, it just comes out of you. I'm thankful to God. I'm just thankful to God. Yeah, but what, you know, and we've all been around people. Yeah, but why, you know, why did this? Well, it looks like God was gone. It's like, you know, yeah, we could go down that road or we can go down this road. And I like this road. Not only is this road a prettier road, and I'm just not talking about pie in the sky pretty, because it's a very real road. But then as a mature Christian, I'm commanded to go down that road. Amen. Amen. To thank God for everything. We live in a society that is very self-indulgent. And how many of you know this whole idea of thankfulness? Listen, it goes without saying, I'm going to say it. We all get it. You know, here we are coming into Thanksgiving, at least in this nation. It's our time of year that we sort of, you know, direct our thoughts. But how many of you know, for the Christian, this needs to be a daily thing? And, you know, that's real cliche to say. But that's, if there's anything that can come out of this for us, is if I could stimulate in you the desire to interrupt those thoughts that may go this way, to say, no, what am I thankful for? What am I thankful for? Even in this bad thing, what am I thankful for? Yeah, but I can't believe they had to go to the hospital and get that broken arm fixed. Thank God your arm didn't get cut off. I mean, all I'm saying is coming to a spot that we just always can step backwards and go, but okay, still thankful, still thankful, still thankful. Because there's something that we can be thankful for. Amen? Somebody said this, feeling gratitude and not expressing it, it's like wrapping a present and not giving it. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. Amen? You know what? Just start out your day, go through your day, whatever. I'm really trying. I'm not always successful, but I'm really trying that when something happens that my brain can start going down a path of, I just do my best to stop those thoughts and to say no. You know, and what I do at first, sometimes if I'm by myself, I'll just write out loud. If something happens that I, when my pickup went with a diesel, you don't go further. You're going to have to prime that engine and now you're a distance something whole bigger. And so it's like, I've run out of diesel enough that I don't ever try again. It's like, don't touch it. Get some diesel in there and you'll be able to make her go. Soon as that happened, I have to admit, I'd love to say that, oh, thank God, just came out of my mouth, but it didn't. I was on a time schedule, and I'm like, that was the first thing. And you know what? Right out loud, nobody else is around, right out loud, I said, but you know what? But I choose to thank God. And then I just began to enumerate all the things that I was thankful for at that moment in time. And then, you know what? In just no time, I got on a roll. I just had me a little praise time with God. Waiting for my diesel to come. Listen, let's be thankful. Amen. And listen, Paul said, be thankful. But I can't be. Yes, we can. Now, be thankful. But I understand. Thankfulness involves sacrifice. And sacrifice leads to blessing. Amen. So we just interrupt those thoughts and go, no, I'm going to be thankful. Back up as far as you need to back up until you can get to a spot that you can go, you know what, I really am thankful. And then let that get on a roll and see what it does in you and see what it does in others. Because thankfulness can be a contagious thing. Amen.